If I had to give, you know, this little thought a title, I would call it A Time to Build. That's from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, where it talked about different seasons in life. And just for the last few months, God's been speaking to me a lot about rebuilding, personally rebuilding in the ministry. As we start 2018, and our senior pastor has deemed this year the year that we flourish. And so God is just looking to rebuild us personally as a ministry. Amen. For those of you who were here last week, again, let me just see by show of hands last week, who was here for the prayer meeting. We talked about, regarding the subject of rebuilding, we looked at Nehemiah chapter 1 and verse 10. And in that verse, just to recap, we talked about how Nehemiah got a report about the state of his people and the state of his land, that the land had been in ruins. It had been overrun by the enemy, basically because of willful sin. And his response to the devastation wasn't to judge. It wasn't to criticize. He wept. He began to cry out to God. He began to fast. He began to pray for God to make him part of the solution to the state of his people. He repented on behalf of the sins of his people, even though he himself had been a godly, righteous man. He recognized that he didn't do all things right. He included himself in the state of the people in total. And so as a result of him crying out, him fasting, God heard his cry. And that's what we talked about last night, that God's ear is bent to us when we pray. In 1 John, he says that when we pray and we ask anything in accordance to his will, this is the confidence that we have, that we can ask God for things and he not only hears us, but he'll give us those petitions that we ask God for. We also talked about how Nehemiah then sought to go to his king, who he worked for. He was the cupbearer, and the king had resources. He had favor. He had materials. He needed time off from his job, but he wanted to go back to help rebuild. And we saw that the king, actually before the king gave the answer, it says, Nehemiah said, oh God, if the king will show me favor. And then we just talked about that correlation, that we don't have to wonder, do we have favor with God? We are God. For those of us who have put our faith and trust already in Jesus, we are already, we have his favor. We are his sons. We are his daughters. We don't have to guess about that. God loves us and he wants to shower nothing but his goodness upon us. And just to fast forward, because we're not going to look at Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah goes back to work. The king notices him and begins a dialogue. And just, of course, God in his sovereignty and his providence, honoring Nehemiah's humility, his heart, his desire to be part of the rebuilding, the king gives him everything that he asked for. He gives him the time off. He gives him the resources to go back and to rebuild. And that again speaks to Jesus. The Bible says that everything that pertains to life and godliness is found in him. Everything that we need for a godly, victorious life is already found in him. And so just to pick up now where we are, Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 1. And this is the only verse that we're going to look at and just talk about for a moment. So it says, then Eliashib, the high priest, and the other priest rebuilt the wall as far as the Tower of the Hundred and the Tower of Hananel. Then they rebuilt the Sheep Gate, hung its doors, and dedicated it. So what does this mean to us? This is a man, again, thousands of years ago in the Old Testament time. So what does this mean for us? What does Nehemiah's building mean for us? What's the spiritual application that we can draw from this little verse? The first gate that's mentioned in the rebuilding of Jerusalem was, again, known as the Sheep Gate. And it is believed that this was the gate by which the offerings or sacrifices were brought into the temple. In fact, it is suggested that this was the first gate rebuilt because it was used for this purpose. The Sheep Gate then speaks of the very first experience we come into in our Christian life. The realization that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Once we receive him as our Savior, as I said, his Spirit goes to work in us, changing us from the inside out, right? We sing that song, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And that the purpose of that is to rebuild the waste places in us as a result of sin. And our part is to have faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Oftentimes, and it's true for me, young adults I know, we can often put so much more focus on our struggles, right? Our shortcomings, all the things that are not right about us. instead of the finished work of the cross and how God has won the victory and how now he sees me as he intend, how I always intended to be, not my current shortcomings, my struggles, but he sees me complete in him, whole in him, right? Pastor Patrick, often, if you've been coming to the gate for a little while, he talks a lot about our state and our standing. And oftentimes we put so much more focus on our current state when I know from, I just feel like God just put this thought in me to just reiterate to you tonight. He wants us to just focus more on him and what he has already accomplished. Amen? How he sees us already. And so our job is just to have faith. Our job is to believe that we are new creations, right? We know that verse, a lot of us, but we don't fully embrace it, that we are new creations. The old is passed away. Behold, God is making all things new. No, we're not all that we should be or could be, but he is at work in us. Amen? And the Bible says that he who has started a good work, he's faithful to complete it. He has broken all of sin's power tonight, young adults. All of sin's power, not some of sin's power, all of sin's power he has broken. And yet again, we find most of the time we're still focused on the struggles, we're focused on the shortcomings, we're focused on the issues, right? Like some of you here tonight might be battling fear issues. That's still one of my struggles, right? Still don't fully stand up and witness for Jesus when he prompts me to. Sometimes I still fear faces. Anybody with me? Fear of man sometimes still an issue for you. Some are battling depression. It's a big issue for your generation. Just weighed down by circumstances of life. A lot of young adults don't really see a hope in their future with all that's going on in our world today. So many battle depression. So many have financial situations. Like April talked about herself needing jobs. So many of you want to be on your own, but you can't financially. Lust is a big one for this generation, right? So many young adults struggling with all kinds of sexual immorality. It's a big, big issue. And yet, I want to just remind you, because the Holy Spirit just prompted me just to remind you, that Jesus is touched by the feelings of your infirmities tonight, young adults. He's not angry. He's not disappointed. Jesus is perfect in himself. He knows all things. He loves you and he loves me. And not only is he touched, the Bible says that in Hebrews 4, verse 12, he's a merciful and he's a faithful high priest. Merciful. So he wants to show you mercy tonight, wherever you're struggling, wherever you're falling short. He wants to show you mercy and he wants to remind you of his faithfulness again, that he has started a work in you and he's going to be faithful to complete it. Amen. He just wants us to believe. In this verse, we saw that this man, Eliashib, was that high priest in Nehemiah's day. He was an actual high priest. And again, now Jesus is our great high priest. One thing that I found so interesting, again, was that it says that the Eliashib, the high priest, and the priest, they built together. They built the wall together. And again, that speaks of Jesus as the master carpenter who's finished the whole work. He's finished it on the cross. And then we are called to be priests. I think it's Revelations 5, verse 10 that says, the Apostle John said this, we have now been made unto God. He's made us priest, personal priest. And our job as personal priests is to minister to God, because this is a relationship, right? We talked about that. Andy talked about that. It's a relationship. It's not just one-sided. So Jesus ministers to us. He sings over us. And then he wants to speak to us through his word, like Andy said. And then he wants us to speak back to him, talk to him, prayer, give him praise, give him worship. It's a two-way street. And our response, again, is faith. Our job is to believe, and he will even give us the grace to believe where we're unbelieving, right? He's willing to give us, he gives us everything. Again, everything that we need is found in Jesus. And then young adults, lastly, our final response is Romans 12:1, right? So if Jesus was and is our ultimate sacrifice, he was the lamb that was slain, We ourselves, right, are considered sheep. He's the great shepherd. Part of that response, Romans says, to your struggles, to your shortcomings, to your issues, what you need God to do for you is to give not some of it, not some of the struggle, not try to work some of it out in your own strength, not to muster up willpower and this week I'm going to try to stay away from that or I'm going to try to stay away from this. It's to give our lives back to him as a living sacrifice, Romans 12:1 says, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And so Jesus gave all of himself, as we know, on the cross, right? That ultimate sacrifice. And now he gives us the grace to give ourselves back to him as a living sacrifice. Does that make sense? And so these are just some very basic foundational truths that God once wanted me to remind you of tonight. And these are the questions as the musicians come that I just want to leave with you that God has put in my heart for you. Where do you need rebuilding in your relationship with Jesus? What walls and what gates are down on in your life? Maybe there's some things that you're already aware of, and then maybe there's some things that you're not aware of, but we're going to just turn the rest of this night into you talking to your great high priest, him ministering to you, you ministering back to him. Last week, it was about God helping us and us inviting God and asking God, God, would you help us to build this SYP ministry? Would you help us in this young adult ministry to build this ministry and let it really be a reflection of your glory? That's what last week was about. Now this week, it's personal. And it all starts at the sheep gate where it all began. I've been living for the Lord 21 years, and I know Pastor P's been living for the Lord longer than me. You can get so busy in all the busyness of life, even good things like serving God, ministry, and we forget the simplicity of the cross. And we forget what it was like when we first met Jesus, the wonder of him and the awe of him, when we couldn't get enough of him, when we couldn't get enough of telling other people about him. And God wants us to go back to that first place, just to go back, whatever distractions, whatever it is that's vying for your attention, your affections, friendships, relationships, he'll begin to tell you, young adults, and he's very specific. He's not nebulous. He'll tell you specifically the things that need to go, that he wants to build you up so he can build you up and make you into the men and women he intended for you to be. The Bible says that Nehemiah built the wall and it extended a huge, huge distance that speaks to the depth of the building that God wants to do in you. The Bible says the deep cries out to deep. He wants to take you so much deeper. Don't settle for just this basic understanding, this basic level of being in Christ wherever you are. He's so vast, Jesus. The highest heavens, the Bible says, can't even contain him. 21 years, I still feel like I don't know anything in a lot of ways. So stand with me tonight. Stand with me. 2018 is the year that we flourish in God by God's grace. I want to call altar workers forward on Tuesday nights for those of you who don't have an opportunity to be here. We have a time of prayer where people who have been designated by the church come forward. So the altar workers, parents, we have also parents who pray for this service while the word is being preached. You guys can come down. You can come forward. If you feel comfortable, there's totally no pressure. But if you have a situation, if you have a struggle that you want to someone to just hear you out and just agree with you for victory, amen? Because God has got, he's already won you the victory. They're going to believe with you for victory over your situation. That's if you want. You're just free to come and they'll just agree with you in prayer. And in general, the altar is just open. I know some of you might not feel comfortable with that, but if you just want to come forward and just talk to your Savior, talk to your priest, cast your every care upon him because he cares for you. Guys, if you want to just start getting out of these aisles, pace, just like Pastor Patrick says, don't hurt anybody, be conscious of your neighbor, but you're free to pace, you're free to kneel, you're free to weep. Young adults, There's such freedom in Christ. There's such incredible freedom with him. Just let him lead you by his spirit. We talked, I think the first song that Elder Vicky sang was about in your presence. And I know I mentioned this last week, but young adults, it bears repeating because we've made it so complicated. Like we've got to have all these gimmicks and things to draw young adults in and how to have an encounter with Jesus. When I came to the Lord, I told you last week, I was a young adult, broken in so many ways. Insecurity issues, rejection issues, immorality issues, you name it, I had it. Low-grade depression, so many things. Recovering from adultery, recovering from molestation, recovering from abortion. I mean, just my soul was in such trauma. And the majority of the healing came as I just read the word and I would just go into God's presence. Sometimes for hours, the Holy Spirit would just have me there crying uncontrollably like a giant scrub brush, just cleaning me out. Things I couldn't even express in words. He already knows, already knew it all. And I would come out so much lighter in my soul, in my mind, in my emotions. And I want that for you so badly, young adults, that I pray to God that you would know that intimacy with God, the very best friend you could ever have, the lover of your very soul tonight. So take advantage of his presence tonight. Jesus said this, I'll leave this last verse with you. John 10 verse 7, I am the gate of the sheep. All others who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in by way of the gate will be saved and will go in and out and find green pastures. You can find green pastures. You can find answers to questions tonight. You can get a healing. You can get a deliverance. Some the Holy Spirit said are believing for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's a gift that God wants to give you. Don't buy the lie. It's for some. It's for whosoever. Amen? You want somebody to pray with you. They'll pray for you. And guys, in general, maybe you don't have a major struggle, but how many of you know that we all need to just give ourselves back to Jesus in a fresh way, right? Consecrate everything. Give him everything. Friendships, relationships, career choices, jobs, everything. All of us need to. All of us in some way are still trying to figure out our life and try to, in some way, maybe very subtle, chart our own course. But we want to lay down on that altar and not get up as sacrifices. We want to stay on the altar and we let God raise up what he wants to raise up. Let him consume what he wants to consume. Let him add what he wants to add. Take away what he wants to take away. Our lives are not our own. We've been bought with the price. Amen? All of us need that. I need that. I'm trying to give God everything, everything. All preconceived ideas of how I think my life is to go. He knows my future. And he's determined to get me to my expected end, to your expected end. Just look to him tonight. Talk to your Savior. Amen. Adults, can you just raise your hands to heaven? Raise your hands to heaven. Let's just give ourselves to the Lord. Pray for the grace to give him all of our hearts, all of our minds, all of our souls, all of our spirits. Father, we just come to you tonight, Lord. Lord, we declare you to be a holy God, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you are our holiness as a result, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we stand complete in you, Lord. We thank you for your unfailing love, Lord, your unconditional love, Lord. Lord, we are faithless. Lord, we're unbelieving, God, at times, Lord, but we thank you that you remain the same, Jesus. You're the only thing constant in an ever-changing world, Lord. You are the Lord and you change not, Father. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. And we can put all of our lives, Lord, completely in your hands, Lord. Father, we just thank you, God, that you have a wonderful plan for all of our lives, Lord. You said you know the plan that you have for us. They're thoughts of good and not evil. Lord, thoughts to bless us, not to harm us, God. Lord, thoughts to bring us and plans to bring us to an expected end, oh God. And so Jesus, here we are, Lord. Lord, we surrender ourselves, Father. And Lord, where we're stubborn still, Father, God, would you break that stubbornness in us, Lord? Lord, would you cause us to bend the knee in our hearts, Lord, and to give you all, Lord, not some but all, Lord, because you gave us all. The Father loved us so much, he gave us his best, which is Jesus. And Jesus, you loved us so much, you gave us your very life, and you left us your Holy Spirit to guide us in this life, Lord, until you bring us into eternity with you, Father. And so, Lord, it is reasonable that we would give ourselves back to you. It's reasonable, Lord. Our plans, our dreams, our hopes, our aspirations, our friendships, our relationships, Lord. Lord, it's only reasonable that we would lay it all down at the altar, Lord. And we ask you, Great Shepherd, Lord, would you lead us in 2018? Lift up your voice, young adults. Ask him to lead you. Ask him to guide you. Ask him to speak to you. Ask him to open doors that you want to open, that he wants open rather, and to close doors that he needs to close, to bring the people in your life that will be assets to you, not detriments, to guide you to a job where he wants you to be, not where you want to be, not for salary, not for titles, not for prestige. Those of you who need shelter and places to live, he has all of the answers. Everything, every single answer, he already has. I pray, Father, for the grace to trust you. I pray, Lord, against unbelief, God. I pray that you would fill us with faith, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would break discouragement. I pray that you break, Lord, disappointment, Father. Lord, it's such a barrier and such a hindrance, Lord, to intimacy with you, Lord. And Lord, the trials are growing more fiery, Lord, and it's taking a toll on us. But Jesus, we give it all to you tonight, God. All the hurt, all the pain, all the questions. Lord Jesus, we give it all to you, Father. And we pray for a grace, Lord, and a fresh way to trust you again, God. You are faithful and you are true, Lord. You can do anything but fail us, Lord. You are a friend that sits closer than any brother, oh God. And you promise to comfort us, Lord, through the trials, through the ups and downs, Lord Jesus, to bottle every tear, oh God. Lord, to free us from fear and to free us from anxiety, oh God, and to fill us with your peace, Lord, to fill us with your joy, oh God. May the joy of the Lord be our strength, oh God. Father, I'm asking that you would give your young adults lasting victory over every sin in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you've already broke sin's power. You've broken its back, oh God. We thank you that every trap that the enemy has set for them, Lord, you have cut that trap like you did for David, and they are able to go free, Lord. You said whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Young adults, claim your freedom in Jesus. Claim your victory. Claim it by faith. He's going to walk you out and walk you into those green pastures. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you hear our cry, Lord. God, help us now, Lord, as we leave this place, oh God. Lord, to be sensitive to your spirit, oh God, to be sensitive, God. You want to speak, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be sensitive to that wooing, to that prompting, God. And help us to turn away and to turn into you, oh God. That you would minister to us and we would minister to you, Lord. That you would make us whole, God. Holy and whole, Lord. All by your word and by your spirit, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We pray for the grace to love you more in 2018, Jesus. Free us from every other idol. Free us from every other love, Lord. And be first, Lord, in our lives, God. We love you. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, God. In your awesome, awesome name, we pray. Young adults, give him praise. Give him praise. Believe him tonight. Believe him for your life situation. Believe him.